From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Electoral officials in Suriname forced to effect a procedural change in today's elections. Grenada's GBN workers reinstated, but teachers now threatening a full-blown strike. And Pakistani cricket coming to terms with disciplinary action. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Suriname, voters are today electing legislators to the National Assembly, who will in turn select the country's president. Of the 17 official parties and combinations running for the Assembly, three parties are expected to gain the majority of votes. The political parties have focused on promises to better the economy, but issues of constitutional reform, health and education have also been key talking points on the campaign trail. In a moment, we'll get the latest on today's voting, but first this report from Karen Way on Suriname's political history.
Suriname gained its independence from the Netherlands in November 1975 and established the Republic of Suriname in 1987. This was the year that General Daisy Boutersay called for general elections after assuming power in a military coup in 1980. The military took power for 1 year in 1990, after which President Ronald Venetiaan was elected in democratic elections. He presided over the signing of a historical accord between the government and rebel groups, ending a bloody...